Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our third journey together. Today is July the 21st and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Isaiah chapter 16 to 18. Rest upon God, for His timing is always perfect. We read in Isaiah chapter 18 verses 3 and 4 like this. The word of God: All inhabitants of the world and dwellers on the earth, when He lifts up a banner on the mountains, you see it. And when He blows a trumpet, you hear it. For so the Lord said to me, I will take my rest, and I will look from my dwelling place, like clear heat in sunshine, like a cloud of dew in the heat of harvest. In the referenced passage for today, it appears that all the inhabitants of the world are set to fight the people of God, but God appears to be at rest. The figure of God working at rest speaks of His indescribable power and unlimited sovereignty. God told Isaiah that He would wait quietly for them to come before destroying them. He would watch silently and hover over the scene like the summer heat or the morning dew. But eventually God would destroy them in His time, leaving their carcasses to the beasts and birds of prey. Let us understand that God is steady in His work and always waits to act in His perfect time. Apostle Paul declares that God sent forth His Son Jesus Christ to this earth at the perfect time. As we read in the Epistle of Galatians chapter 4 verses 4 and 5 like this. But when the fullness of the time had come, God sent forth His Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who are under the law, that we might receive the adoption as sons. Everything that needed to happen in preparation of the arrival of Jesus had taken place. Thanks to the Roman Empire, they had made roads that connected city to city, making it possible to share the good news of Jesus Christ throughout the land. The Roman Empire had also made the Greek language universal, making it possible to share the gospel in a language that all could understand. During His earthly ministry, our Lord Jesus displayed this attribute of His Heavenly Father when He waited for 4 days before raising Lazarus from the dead through a great miracle that God received all the glory. God's delay flows out of His wisdom and love. It is possible that God may be delayed in answering many of our critical prayers. However, let us understand that God's delays are not His denials. These delays are meant to produce some worthwhile virtues in us. Humility, patience, endurance, and persistence, qualities that take so long to be learned. Let us rest in God, for His timing is always perfect.